This is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
Welcome to time travel, everyone.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize. When I'm between your thighs, you blow me away.
All right, let's start the show.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. It is hot out there. Turn on the AC, turn up the music, enjoy your summer evening. Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? How you saw anarchy? When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit.
Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice, and I got job knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining the rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to socially advance. Instead of sewing some pants, I'm gonna take shit.
And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. Right. You and I do or die. Ooh. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion of another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot. Blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds that God will put us all in one spot? Pop in a squad and conventional wisdom like it or not. A bunch of revolutionaries
and show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy.
Imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we living fast and we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's plenty. Scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. Where all the hungriest brothers with something to prove went. Foes oppose us. We take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. We gonna rise up.
On behalf of the Obama family, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, Beau, and me, I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. It's July 4th on June 29th here on Time Travel. I'm going to be playing a lot of American hits. Things to do with July 4th. Things to do with stars and stripes and things we blow up. This is The Boss with one of my favorites from him. What the hell happened to it? There it is. Let's start it over. This is The Boss with one of my favorites that he's done lately. It's American Land from the album Wrecking Ball. Bruce Springsteen here on Time Travel. 617-627-3800 is the request line. Or you could call our new number, 855-915-WMFO. 815-915-WMFO. Let's blow some stuff up.
Thank you. miles from home, with nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building the railroads, they worked up bones and skin. They died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. They died to get here 100 years ago, they're still dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, with the cutter's last song. The tear in the beer flows with the faucets all night long. Let's try for the taking for any unworking man. We'll make his home in the American land. We'll make his home in the American land. We'll make his home in the American
The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around, till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shout heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose. Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and at Valley Forge they just bundled up their feet.
Now the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your blanket, take your son, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove.
Showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. And though they lost some battles too, the Americans swore they'd see it through. Their raiding parties kept up hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat. Bottled up by Washington and the French fleet. Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won.
Hooray! I'm a shot heard round the world. For the end of the revolution, the Continental rabble took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown and brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America.
USA. Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. And it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world around. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out. They wanted a land of liberty. And the preamble goes like this.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America, for the United States.
gonna be fireworks.
Fireworks!
On the 4th of July.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue fireworks. Like diamonds in the sky.
Diamonds in the sky!
We're gonna shoot the entire works on fireworks that really show,
oh yeah.
We declared our liberty 200 years ago.
Yeah!
In 1776.
Fireworks!
There were fireworks too. The original colonist, you know their tempers blue. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense that if a government won't give you your basic rights, you better get another government. And though some people tried to fight it, well, a committee was formed to write it. Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, they got it done. It's the Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. The Continental Congress said that we were free, said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. When England heard the news, they blew their stack. But the colonists lit the fuse, there'd be no turning back. They'd had enough of injustice now, but even if it really hurts, oh yeah, if you don't give us our freedom now, you're gonna see some fireworks. And on the 4th of July, they signed it, and 56 names underlined it. And now to honor those first 13 states, we turn the sky into a birthday cake. They got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Continental Congress said that we were free, said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator
with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And if there's one thing that makes me happy, then you know that it's there's gonna be fireworks.
Thank you.
Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. We are doing all July 4th songs on June 29th. My brain skipped for a second. I'm like, what am I doing? What's happening? What? Huh? Eh? Maybe I blew off too many fireworks close to my head over the years. How about something else from Hamilton?
As a kid in the Caribbean, I wished for a war. I knew that I was poor. I knew it was the only way to rise up. If they tell my story, I am either gonna die on the battlefield in glory or rise up. I will fight for this land, but there's only one man who can give us a command so we can rise up. Understand, it's the only way to rise up, rise up. Here he comes.
Here comes the general.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes the general.
The moment you've been waiting for.
Here comes the general.
The pride of Mount Vernon.
Here comes the general.
George Washington.
We are outgunned.
What?
Outmanned.
What?
Outnumbered. Outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man. Check it. Can I be real a second, for just a millisecond? Let down my guard and tell the people how I feel a second. Now I'm the model of a modern major general, the venerated Virginian veteran whose men are all lining up to put me up on a pedestal, writing letters to relatives embellishing my elegance and eloquence. But the elephant is in the room. The truth is in your face when you hear the British cannons go. Any hope of success is fleeting. How can I keep leading when the people I'm leading keep retreating? We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take Brooklyn. Night takes Rook, but look, we are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man. Incoming!
Down the battery, check the damages. We gotta stop them and rob them of their advantages. Let's take a stand with the stamina God has granted us. Hamilton won't abandon ship, yo. Let's steal their cannon.
Shaboom goes the cannon, watch the blood and the shit spray. And boom goes the cannon, we're abandoning Kipps Bay. And there's another shipping. We just lost the southern tipping. We gotta run to Harlem quick, we can't afford another slip. Guns and horses giddy up. I decide to divvy up my forces. They're skittish as the British cut the city up. This close to giving up, facing mass scrutiny. I scream in the face of this mass mutiny. Are these the men with which I am to defend America? We ride at midnight, Manhattan in the distance. I cannot be everywhere at once, people. I'm in dire need of assistance.
Your Excellency, sir.
Who are you?
Aaron Burr, sir. Permission to state my case.
As you were.
Sir, I was a captain under General Montgomery until he caught a bullet in the neck in Quebec. And well, in summary, I think that I could be of some assistance. I admire how you keep firing on the British from a distance. Huh. I have some questions, a couple of suggestions on how to fight instead of fleeing west.
Yes.
Well,
Your Excellency, you wanted to see me.
Hamilton, come in. Have you met Burr?
Yes, sir. We keep meeting.
As I was saying, sir, I look forward to seeing your strategy play out.
Burr,
sir,
close the door on your way out. Have I done something wrong, sir? On the contrary, I called you here because our odds are beyond scary. Your reputation precedes you, but I have to laugh. Sir? Hamilton, how come no one can get you on their staff? Sir! Don't get me wrong, you're a young man of great renown. I know you stole British cannons when we were still downtown. Nathaniel Green and Henry Knox wanted to hire you. Yeah, to be their secretary, I don't think so. Now why are you upset? I'm not. It's all right, you want to fight, you've got a hunger. I was just like you when I was younger. Head full of fantasies of dying like a martyr. Yes. Dying is easy, young man. Living is harder. Why are you telling me this? I'm being honest. I'm working with a third of what our Congress has promised. We are a powder keg about to explode. I need someone like you to lighten the load. So?
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Son, we are outgunned.
burned out man.
You need all the help you can get. I have some friends, Lawrence Mulligan, Marquis de Lafayette. Okay, what else?
Outnumbered, outplanned.
We need some spies on the inside, some king's men who might let some things slide. I'll write to Congress and tell them we need supplies. We rally the guys, master the element of surprise. I'll rise above my station, organize your information till we rise to the occasion of our new nation, sir.
Here comes the general.
Rise up.
What? Here comes the general.
Rise up.
What? Here comes the general.
Rise up.
What? Here comes the general.
What? And his right hand man.
Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Thanks for listening.
I got a crib full of corn and a turning plow, but the ground's too wet for the hopper now. Got a cultivator and a double tree, a leather line for the haw and gee. Let the thunder roll and the lightning flash. I'm doing all right for country trash. I'm saving up dimes for a rainy day. I got about a dollar laid away. The wind's from the south and the fishing's good. Got a pot belly stove and a cord of wood. Mama turns the leftovers into hash. I'm doing all right for country trash. I got a Mackinaw and a hunting dog, a cap that I ordered from the catalog, a big tall tree that shades the yard, a big fat sow for the winter's lard. Let the thunder roll and the lightning flash. I'm doing all right for country trash. Well, there's not much new ground left to plow, and crops need fertilizing now. My hands don't earn me too much gold for security when I grow old, but we'll all be equal under the grass. And God's got a heaven for country trash. God's got a heaven for country trash. I'll be doing all right for country trash.
Yeah. My dad never let me have anything fun like fireworks. My dad never let me have anything fun like fireworks. Who never had a good time with a firework? Come on, raise your hook hand so we can see you. Come on, get it up there. You know what he would give us? Sparklers. Sparklers. Sparklers are the gay cousin of the firework family. I think a flashlight is more dangerous than a sparkler. My friend's got M80s, bottle rockets, ammonia nitrate, manure, a rented van. They're blowing shit up, getting things done. I'm walking around with the sparkler like the Special Olympic torch boy. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Mama said if I'm good, I can lick the bowl. That's how you queer up a young boy. All that bowl licking. Finish your chores and you can lick the bowl. Come on now, lick a bowl, lick a bowl, lick a bowl. Lick a pair of man's hairy balls. Where does it end? River dance, that's where it ends. And that's partly queer with a chance of fag.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come
My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country where life might let them win. They paid the fare to America and there they melted in.
By the English,
but also by the Germans, Dutch, and French.
The principle still sticks, our heritage is mixed.
So any kid could be the president.
You simply melt right in. It doesn't matter what your skin, it doesn't matter where you're from or your religion. You jump right into the great American melting pot. Great American melting pot. Ooh, what a stew. America was the land of hope, or so the legend told. On steamboats by the millions, in search of honest pay, those 19th century immigrants sailed to reach the USA. Lovely Lady Liberty, with her book of recipes. And immigrants, they brought the country's customs, their language and their ways. They filled the